What does it take to take on a knife-wielding attacker with a milk crate or a shopping trolley, as happened in Melbourne recently, a skateboard, as we heard at the London Bridge attack that had such tragic results? To find out a little bit more, we have Dr. Adam Jiraji, a psychologist and expert with Central Queensland University. Is there a particular type of person, you know, there's some sort of personality traits that we have that allow us to step in even in a really risky situation where I imagine many people would just be frozen?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what these events in Sydney in the last couple of days sort of tell us is there seems to be this sort of personality factor involved in this sort of helping, as well as things about the situation. But we do know that people tend to differ on, I guess, what we'd call the pro-social personality. That is, some people are just naturally a bit more inclined to consider other people's perspectives and to feel compassion and concern and empathy for that person's plight. They're often people who have those real concerns about being fair and just and feel social responsibility, such as, you know, thinking this is the right thing to do, I should do this. And what we know about these people is, even outside of an emergency situation like there was in Sydney, that these people often demonstrate more helping just in their everyday lives. And those sorts of personality characteristics, I guess, become even more important in emergency situations. So while many of us probably tend to help other people in sort of what we'd call low-cost situations where there's not too much of a chance of harm to us and so on, sometimes these people who would have that more pro-social personality, I think, are more prone to engage in helping in those more high-risk situations as well.
What sort of conditions spur someone who might not otherwise take that sort of risk to charge in?
Yeah, absolutely, Sharon. And I think a lot of the research, what we know about what sort of spurs people on to sort of go towards this danger, developed actually from research done in the 1960s in New York City after a woman named Kitty Genovese was raped and murdered. And many people didn't intervene. And so these two psychologists, John Darley and Bibb Ladonnais, decided to look into, well, what helps or hinders those helping reactions. And what they sort of came up with were a whole range of factors that are important to whether someone does go towards that danger. And they sort of started off by thinking there's this idea of the bystander effect, that as the number of people that are around during an emergency situation increases, the likelihood of someone individual intervening decreases. Is that idea that the diffusion of responsibility, that the more people that are present, the less individual responsibility we feel. But regardless of that, what tends to happen, what we know from the psychological research, is that a person has to notice that a situation is an emergency situation. And often we can think about those ambiguous situations that we all come across in life, where you hear someone scream or you see someone running and you have to make that decision, you know, is that a danger? Is it something else? Once we determine there is that emergency going on, we then have to decide whether we feel responsible or want to take responsibility to do something about it. And if that's the case, we also tend to weigh up, do we believe we can actually help?
Do we have a way of telling, without being in that scenario, if we've got those inequalities that would allow us to step in, like without actually being in that, is there any way you could perhaps assess someone from, you know, other aspects of their personality?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. I think many of us don't know what we'd do until we're in that situation or to what degree of situation we're in. I think certainly, you know, those people who do tend to have that those more inbuilt capacities for empathy and compassion and for, you know, social responsibility are perhaps more likely. But again, you know, when it comes to a situation, there's a lot of weighing up going on, and there's also sort of, as you said, while there might be some, you know, more rational decision making, at the same time, there's that very in the moment, I need to make a decision of what I'm, you know, going to do. But certainly, I think some of those situations of personality characteristics, as well as perhaps things such as training, you know, if someone does have some sort of training in responding to emergency or so on, they are those kinds of factors that we hope to cultivate in people.